Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Last time on Paratidal.
Last time on Paratidal.
Yesterday we finally did it. We found an amazing parrot.
What the hell is going on in the background?
My bird Napoleon.
Hello.
You're just saying his name, isn't
it? I was saying his name.
Napoleon.
We almost gave up the search, but I'm glad we didn't. Napoleon was excellent yesterday. Check this out.
His most favourite thing to say, it's a bit naughty, but it's his favourite, is I'm going to fart. And
right.
He makes a fart noise.
Did he get that from you?
Actually, it was my mum, which is quite worrying.
Does your mum always announce that she's about to fart before she does?
I'll still say it.
Oh, please, yeah. See, it doesn't get any more entertaining than that, does it?
Doesn't, it doesn't, no.
A parrot saying, I'm going to fart. Now that's entertainment, chappers. Right, we're trying to find a parrot before the end of the week to replace Becky, who works on the show. Napoleon is the clear favourite at the moment.
Well, isn't Napoleon the only one that's really spoken
yes,
to us?
Yes, but also, do you remember that girl Maddie?
Yeah.
And her parrot Pumpkin? Well, today's the day where she's supposed to be with him at about 5 o'clock. He might be amazing, who knows?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
I want to say good afternoon to my mate Chris, who came to the gigs with me last night.
Okay.
Enjoyed it. And now, he...
Why do you want to say hello to him?
Well, because...
Did you not talk to him last night?
Yeah. Thought I'd just leave it till now. No, I want to tell you, because he's kind of living in a soap opera at the moment.
Okay.
It's quite exciting. Right, he's always fancied Emma Bunton, yeah?
Right.
Off the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Like, really fancied her for years and years.
Okay.
Ideal woman material, right?
Yeah.
I really think she's hot. Okay? And Chris found out last week that Emma Bunton is, in fact, his cousin. Now he's really feeling wrong about all that. Well, he's like, oh, I'm related to her. It is like EastEnders.
Yeah, but cousins are...
Is that allowed with your cousin?
I think cousin is...
Not brothers and sisters, am I right?
Yeah, not brothers and sisters.
You can't kiss them.
Not brothers or sisters.
But cousins is fine, is it?
I think cousins is... I don't know. Why are you asking me this? I'm not some kind of expert on it.
From what I remember, cousins are fine. I think that's allowed. And I think she's quite a distant cousin. But he's like, oh no, I fancied her for years, and no, I'm actually related to her in some way. It's a tenuous cousin, do you know what I mean? But even so, it's a cousin. Are you allowed to kiss your cousin?
I think you are allowed to kiss your cousin.
Right, so he can still fancy her. I told him not to worry, it's fine. Do you know what? Our listeners will probably know.
Why are you saying our listeners are the kind of people that get off with their cousins?
I'm saying that they will probably know, and will now text in on 81199 with the right answer to this.
Podcast.
Right, Ella's been on about the cousin thing, saying it's legal, but frowned upon. She's from Hertfordshire, so maybe people like, you know, in Hertfordshire, they're like, oh no.
Definite no.
Right, I told you our listeners would know this. If you just switched on, my mate Chris has fancied Emma Bunton in a proper way for years, and has just found out that she is a cousin of his. Now, they do, like most of our listeners, appear to be married to their cousins, so thanks for texting in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And so I think
it isn't, as we say, it is allowed.
I think it's fine. And some people are saying there's a difference between first and second cousins. Look,
I don't actually know what second cousins are. I really get confused when we get onto second cousins.
I have no idea, but surely they'd make an exception anyway if they knew that the cousin was Emma Bunton.
What, the law?
Well, yeah.
What, if it got that far and you had to appear before
Emma Bunton,
a judge?
Surely they'd waive that one. Through,
what,
they?
You just go, but my lord, look at her.
Yeah, hello.
Radio 1 Podcast.
But you know this Twitter thing that everyone's on about all of a sudden?
Yeah.
It's been going on for years, this, but suddenly, it's like this week, everyone's talking about it.
I know.
Everybody. It's this thing where you just, it's like Facebook status updates, but that's all it is.
But it has, as you say, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's been set up for over a year, apparently.
Now, Sam, the internet guy upstairs, keeps going, oh, you should really get a Twitter, Scott. You should get on it. Chris Moores is on it and everything. I don't need one.
Well, not only do you not need one, but you don't want people to know what you're doing every hour of the day, do you?
No.
Exactly.
Philip Schofield loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, but, you know, he... Yeah.
I don't need one anyway because there's an imposter doing mine for me.
Right.
This is brilliant. I mean, carry on. It's saving me so much time and effort and work. And the updates are fairly accurate as well. I've got some of my recent postings here. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
5 minutes ago. You should hear some of the talk we have during songs.
Well, actually, that's you
true.
Should. That is
yeah,
true.
You really
actually,
should.
Yeah.
36 minutes ago. Tune in now to Radio 1. I have a show to do. Who else should we get to play Oh What's Occurring? My flatmate Colin Murray or someone else? I love this record of the week by September. Do you? The only one that kind of lets this person down is the one that was sent 5 hours ago,
yeah.
Which says, off to the studio, catch you all later. Now, anybody that knew me
would have only sent that an hour ago, if that was to be accurate.
If that, yeah. So, I mean, what do I do? Do I just let this person keep doing this for me?
Well,
because it's fooling a lot of people. I was getting texts off Greg James last night going, we just had a lovely chat then, didn't we? I was like, no, we didn't. It wasn't me on Twitter.
6 hours ago, trying to compile the Wonder Years for tomorrow. Any suggestions?
No.
No.
So, I mean, do I just let them carry on doing this? Because they are fairly accurate.
7 hours ago, I got to go back. 7 hours ago. Stephen Fry's trying to break the world record for this or something. I want to break Stephen Fry's record.
No.
Come on in, the water's lovely.
No, that's not me, is it?
That's not the kind of thing that you would say, I don't think.
So either let them keep doing it, or I get what Britney Spears has and get someone to Twitter for me.
But now I've just seen Greg James is on there trying to talk to you.
Yeah, but it's not me.
But is that Greg?
I don't know.
That is actually Greg.
Yeah, he says that we had a chat last night. And they were quite accurate because I was in Leeds and Sheffield last night and apparently that's what I said on Twitter, but it wasn't me, it was the imposter.
But Greg's got your phone number. Why didn't he just ring you?
I don't know. He's obsessed. Brittany's got this woman called Lauren, right? And she Twitters for her, because Brittany's busy, you know?
Yeah.
She's Britney Spears. Would you like to hear some of her updates?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here they are.
Brittany went to Jerry's Deli last night after shopping at Target. She had a black and white milkshake with dinner. Lauren.
Fascinating, isn't it? Another one?
Just found out that Britney had...
What happened next? What did Britney have?
I don't know. Beef burgers.
Just found out that Britney had pink berry Sunday night. She gets the plain flavours with berries on it. Yum. Lauren.
Yeah. She had pink berry.
Pink berry.
What is that?
I don't know.
Right.
I thought you might know.
I need to get a Lauren in my life, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello!
Hi, Scott. It's Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Where are you?
I'm in Finland.
Okay, how can I help?
I'll Twitter for you.
You're Twitter for me?
Definitely.
Where are you?
I'm in Finland.
Finland?
Sunderland.
Sunderland.
Yeah.
Duh, chappers.
Sorry, sound like
Finland.
Sorry.
Yeah, because Brittany's got someone called Lauren that Twitters for her, so you'll be my Lauren, right?
I'll be your Lauren.
Right, this is what the kind of thing that Britney's Lauren does.
Britney went to Jerry's Deli last night after shopping at Target.
Could you do things like that for me?
Definitely.
Scott went shopping last night after going to Odbins.
Scott got Meals and Wheels delivered again.
Scott ate some chicken out of some cling film. So you'd be up for that, Lauren?
Definitely, yeah.
Have you got a lot of free time on your hands?
Yeah, why not?
Are you on Twitter at the moment?
I'm not. I'm afraid I'm out.
It's okay. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm not either. Okay, well, I might take you up on that, Lauren. I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
That sounded like she was deflating towards
it did,
you.
Didn't it?
Sounded like she was a balloon.
Or getting a really big kiss off someone. Do you know whose updates I would love to see on Twitter?
Whose?
I would join up Twitter for this, right?
Yeah.
It's that person who texts into the show every day. Do you know the one I mean? We've talked about this off air. They only seem to text this show.
Right.
No other show. But I really look forward to their texts.
Is this the one who texts in maybe about several times a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day we get, what, 20, 30 texts from this person? I think they're from Barry Island.
Yeah.
That's what we've worked out from the text. But, you know, because a lot of the texts you get sent to Radio 1 are like, you know, can you play me this track? Can you say hello to my boyfriend? Can you say happy birthday to me? But these texts...
You beep. All
yeah,
that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. These texts are something else. I've got the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out a selection of the ones that we've got from this person. Thanks very much, whoever you are, because you do text a lot, and I really look forward to them.
Naughty had snow in Barry since 1926, man.
Now, it's very easy to... Very easy to spot these texts because
they all
have the word mun in them. M-U-N, mun. And also the word doot.
Which is a word, I have to say, I have
never heard of that.
Never heard before.
D-O-O-T, yeah. Doot. Here's another one.
Mr. von Flukenhoffen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mun.
See? I really love the
spat all over the computer.
Blodwin's taking Mr. von Flukenhoffen ghost hunting down Barry Woods, doot. She told him a fake story about a floating monk, mun. Op he okay.
I hope Becky's listening. I know she's off this week, but she looks forward to these so much.
This is her favourite part of the show, isn't
yeah,
it?
To the point where she now texts me in this speak. She'll go, hi, mun. To my phone. We really like them.
We went to Mykonos and stayed in Paradise Bay. Nice, mun. And then had a boaty trip to Santorini. Mykonos so windy, it blew Dada's toupee off, mun.
Please don't ever stop texting, because I really look forward to them.
We play naked bingo on Fridays at the Tivoli. That's normal, mun. You ought to see Blodwin naked. 36 stones now, mun.
Blodwin gets mentioned a lot as well, mun.
We goot a new parshar, doot. Gord, it blew me out of the cubicle, mun. Blodwin found a sausage in hers, mun.
What does it all mean?
Last time I bent down, I done me back in, mun. Blodwin failed her driving test again, doot. She went round the roundabout the wrong way, mun.
There are hundreds.
Dada has fused the TV. We were watching Golden Balls. Bit the cable, mun. Thought it was licorice again. Nitmare.
There were at least 500, I think, at the last look.
This is one of my favourites.
Andrew Lloyd Webber got a face like a squashed tomato, mun. With googly eyes. Frightens me, doot.
Thank you, mun, whoever you are, doot, for texting in, because you light up our afternoons, you really do.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, you see, now it's going to be hard to spot the original mun, because everyone's texting in, doot.
Well, it's not mun, is it? Because we should be able to...
Oh, because we've got the number, mun.
Yeah, we've got the number, doot.
Also, it gets quite addictive, mun, because you start saying stuff like that all the time, doot. And in the office, mun, I've been doing it quite a lot recently. Some people would love this. Maybe I should start up a Twitter and just put all these texts on it.
Now, that would be fine, I think.
Do you want some more? A lot of people
do. Would you be Uncle Van Flinkerhoffen or whatever he called?
I'd be Blodwin, mun.
Would you?
Yeah. Do you want some more?
I want to hear the beetroot one again.
Hang on. Which one's the beetroot one?
The beetroot
one. Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, here it is.
Mr. von Flukenhoffen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mun.
That's my personal favourite.
You left Dada's teeth on ironing board, Blodmun.
Oh,
there's some more.
Dada went camping up Snowdonia, mun. The tent blew away with his toupee. Dada's dressed as a grasshopper, cutting the lawn with the scissors, mun.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Oh, What's Occurring is coming up, but now the search to find a parrot to replace Becky, who works on the show, continues. We need to hurry up because I think she's only on holiday for a week.
So we've got today and tomorrow.
Yeah. So far, on Parrot Idol, an amazing one yesterday. What the hell is going on in the background?
It's my bird, Napoleon.
Hiya. Hello.
Hiya.
He's just saying his name, isn't
he? Oh, he's saying his name.
Napoleon. His most favourite thing to say, it's a bit naughty, but it's his favourite, is I'm going to fart. And
right.
He makes a fart noise.
Did he get that from you?
Actually, it was my mum, which is quite worrying.
Does your mum always announce that she's about to fart before she does?
I should still say it.
Oh, please,
it.
Yeah.
I'm going to fart.
Brilliant. Hi, Chrissy.
Hi there.
Where are you?
We're in Worthing.
Okay, and you've got a parrot?
We certainly have.
What's its name?
It's Tricky Beak.
I'm sorry?
Tricky Beak.
Tricky Beak.
No, Tricky, as in a tick.
Tricky Beak.
Yeah, don't ask me why. But
okay, no. Fine. And what does your parrot say, please?
Oh, a whole load of stuff.
Why have you called me Chicky Beak?
Yeah. Yeah, he says his name. He says a whole load of stuff, but we're going to have a problem where he's sort of camera shy, telephone shy.
Right. One of them.
About an hour ago, he just goes through everything he knows. Right.
And I understand he knows the name of the new US president.
Well, yeah. When Chris was doing his Barack Obama song.
Yeah.
It sort of cottoned on in our house, and we just kept singing it all the time, and he now says Barack Obama.
Amazing. Okay.
Amazing. He learned that in about 2 weeks, but we haven't quite got the what's occurring thing, not quite yet.
I'd be happy with Barack Obama!
He does, it's Barack Obama, but we I mean, if he won't talk now, we have a DVD that we managed to do
We need it in the studio, I don't want to just play a DVD out, that'd be boring.
No, but him talking and all the stuff he says.
Oh, okay.
Right.
So we can put that by the PC and you can hear it.
Okay, what should we do first? Let me just check with the one that doesn't speak.
Okay.
Can we try with the actual parrot first, is what he's saying?
Okay. But he's just sitting here looking at me, and as soon as I put the phone by him, he's just going to freak out, probably. I'm just not sure.
Work your magic, Chrissy.
Yeah. Chicky, Barack Obama. Barack Obama. You have to talk a bit stupid to him. Barack Obama. Barack Obama. No, don't work with kids and animals.
Have you really got a parrot?
We have, honestly.
Really?
Honestly, I'll tell you what I can do. I'm going to send a copy of the DVD into the studio for you so you can play it.
That'd be immense. Thanks, Chrissy.
Okay, but do you want me to let me just have a quick snippet now?
He is all right, your parrot, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right, okay.
It's wonderful. If I could have rung in about an hour ago, he was just going off on one and he just goes through everything he knows.
It's not dead, is it?
Absolutely everything. He says, good morning, good morning. He says...
All right, Chrissy, if you just send that to me, that would be amazing.
Yeah?
Okay. Love you.
Cheers.
I'm not sure, A, there was a parrot, or B, if there was a parrot, that it's still alive.
She's just going around Worthing, around her house, going, Barack Obama to herself. Hi, Maddie. Seriously?
Don't tell me she's let us down for a third day running.
I just had her on the phone then, right? And she's like, yes, I'm with my parrot.
First day, she was on a date with a snowman.
I'm going to try and ring her back.
Second day, she was with a friend.
I know. And today, mysteriously, she's now rung off. Hang on. This is Maddie, who went on a date with a snowman the first time we spoke to her.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, are you okay?
Are you alright?
I'm good, thanks. For you?
You got cut off then?
I know, that was you, not me, though. I promise.
Was it, though? Was it?
More than likely.
Was it, though?
I promise.
Okay, are you with your parrot now?
I am.
Okay, it's Pumpkin, isn't it?
It is Pumpkin.
Okay, here's your chance on day 3 to prove on Parrot Rider that Pumpkin does actually exist.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
3 days of build-up for this now.
Pumpkin, say something exciting. Oh, he's biting you. Oh, he bit my finger. I have a recording of him because I knew
he was here. Oh,
no, wait, just calm down. You might think we're not.
Is she telling us to calm down or the parrot?
He gave. No, that's you, don't worry. Hang on, he gave a little wolf whistle then. Pumpkin, are you ready? Oh, hang on, just give me a second. He's got stage fright.
You're listening to Radio 1.
Oh, he's flying around. Ow, he bit me again. Oh, hang on. Just wait. Okay, he's sat on my head.
Right, good.
He's not saying anything.
If you're a new listener to Radio 1, can I just reassure you, this doesn't all normally happen.
It's just a special week.
Just a special week where we're trying to find a parrot who talks to come into the studio because we think it would be fun.
Is Pumpkin on your head at the moment?
He is on my head.
Well, get him to say something!
I think he's more of a television parrot.
Oh, well, now you tell us after 3 days. He's a TV parrot.
Listen to me. If you say tickle, tickle, he'll let you stroke his head and he'll sit on your head. He just doesn't
This
say
is radio.
That.
I could be sat here with a parrot on my head for 3 hours. No one would know.
Although,
no,
I would.
He's on my head. Wait, Scott, can I ask you a little favour?
That would be really good. Why don't we get Pumpkin just to sit on your head for 3 hours?
Can I just do a few shout-outs to my friends?
Oh, no, you're not. Okay,
that confirms that to me. I'm sorry.
She's blagged us for three days.
We've been had, Chopper. Unbelievable.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Colin Murray.
How short are you, people?
Well.
Is there nobody in? Did you check every floor?
Did you check everywhere?
Yeah. Not even Greg James?
Not even he's here. Wow. So thanks for doing what's occurring
again.
Yeah,
whatever.
Tell us about your exclusive tonight before we do it.
Oh, well, it was a snow delay. It was meant to be on Monday, but it's tonight. So if you're a White Lies fan, then tune in tonight for exclusive tracks from Made of Veil that you won't have heard anywhere else ever in the world.
Number one album?
I was like Don King there, wasn't it? That was really...
He doesn't know.
Anyway,
so White Lies tonight from 10 o'clock with Colin. Exclusive. Nowhere else in the world will you hear that.
Yeah.
Right, let's do it.
Oh, what's the curtis?
Complete whitewash from Colin Murray the other day on Oh, What's the
curtis?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's play it again.
Oh, what's the curtis?
I love your competitiveness.
Well, you know, 3-0.
It's just one of those days.
Oh, what's the curtis?
First one. You know my flatmate?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I see him sometimes haplessly walking alone through the streets.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, yeah, I see him like once a month.
Really?
Yeah, just walking through. I think he's trying to see if anyone would recognise him.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's gone to his head, hasn't it?
Yeah,
since the Scott Cam thing, it's just like, are you lot still here?
Yeah.
He wants to get a pet because he's recently split up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he thinks that it might be a nice idea. Ferret was a thing for a while. Okay. I don't want a ferret. Yeah. Then I suggested maybe getting a parrot.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's gone on to teacup pigs, which are...
What?
Yeah.
Pigs that are the size of teacups.
There was a guy got caught trying to smuggle two pigeons on a plane and was just reading about it in the paper there, down his socks.
I thought that was the start of a joke.
So did I.
Down his socks, wrapped in newspaper. I think it was into Australia or something.
Here's my question to you. Do you think my flatmate can talk to the animals?
What?
Would he get on with a parrot? You know that parrot we had on the other day, Napoleon the parrot?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think... Well, how long would my flatmate stay on the phone for to Napoleon the parrot if I got Napoleon maybe to give him a ring? Obviously, it's just clips of the parrot.
Okay.
I didn't actually ask the parrot to call my flatmate because that'd be stupid.
Do you have to say that now?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Okay. Well... But you said your flatmate had a girlfriend. Okay, so let me have a think.
Did have.
Well, do you know what's interesting? I walked past a parrot on holiday once talking to somebody and then they just talked back. Whatever I said, they talked back. So, you know, I think... And there's a lot of people with high-pitched voices, so you'd stay on the first 10 seconds, wouldn't you? Like, definitely. Who has
Hoping
to guess
it might
first?
Be a new girl. Yeah, I think you are.
Well, I'll guess first as long as you don't do that thing.
I won't.
And your flatmate, he's not sharpest tool in the box. I think you're probably going to stay on for about 38 seconds.
Okay, Chappers, what are you saying?
39. No, I'm joking. 20.
20 seconds.
I don't know.
That's
the point of the game. You don't know.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here is my flatmate talking to Napoleon the parrot.
Pardon? Who's this? Is that you, Joe? Come again.
Come again.
Joe? Is this you?
Joe?
Are you okay? I think you've got the wrong number.
Flint.
Oh, that was close.
33 seconds.
I win.
You win.
Yes.
Point. Is that really 33 seconds?
Yeah.
Was it?
Was that including the ring?
No.
Okay.
also,
I'm trying to be fair.
Thanks.
Joe is his sister.
Mm. Is his sister talk like that? Does she ever come round for dinner? You want chicken?
Oh, what's the curtis?
Does she fart a lot, his sister?
Do you know what? It's quite harassing to do that to someone, though, isn't it? Because it did sound like it was just a person in distress, you know? So you'd stay on for the first... My logic was you'd stay on for the start just in case it was somebody getting attacked or something. It did sound a bit weird.
And then hang up.
Yeah.
Right, so Colin is in the lead again. You know Sarah Cox?
Yeah.
What's her favourite thing in the whole world?
Sex.
It's not...
Food.
Um,
she's changed, Colin.
There's nothing wrong with having a healthy appetite.
Exactly.
She likes. What's her favourite thing in the world?
Food. She loves it.
Okay, yeah.
Right.
I love Sarah. She's great.
So do I. Yeah. We've already discovered how much she likes food a couple of times on this show. But here's my question to you. She does talk about it a lot. How many times this week has Sarah Cox mentioned food?
How many times?
Yeah.
In four shows?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 87.
No, seriously, last time it was more.
No,
I
don't
think.
Give him clues.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So Chaplin says,
I've got 87, and you just said to him, no, last time it was more.
Sorry.
I can't imagine. In 8 hours of radio? No, how many hours of radio?
2¾ a day times four.
So she mentions it like. She only does a link every 10 minutes. She can't mention it every link.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say she can't do more than 5 an hour. So that's, say, 15. I'm going to go 60.
60?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Sarah Cox talking about food.
Bag of sugar, pork, nice green gravy. I think we just need another brew. Gravy. A little bit of cheese. Pork. Cookie. Pork. Bit of parsley. Pork and cheese. Pork. Donuts. To crisps. Bacon. Fizzy pop. Pork. Pork. Bacon. Crunchy. Pork. With an half-eaten crunchy. Donut. Sipping a hot chocolate. A sausage chip. Pork. Shoulder. Chip crackling. Fruit crackling. Pork crackling. Pork shoulder. Chickens. I'm gonna put my pork where my mouth is. Pork. My gravy. Healthy food. Unhealthy food. Sugar in it. Sugar come down. Hot noodle. Hot noodle. Gravy. Some ribs on the side. Stir fry. Cheesecake. Chili chicken trifle. Indian food. Takeaway. Curry house. Prawn patio. Prawn patio. Boona. Curry houses. Bajis. Curry. Tandoori. Curry house. Curry Bengal. Baltic King. The mushy peas.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was close. Can I just say you shouldn't count tea and hot chocolate? That's not...
Oh, no, they're food stuff.
That's not food.
What do you care? It was 64.
Yes!
Oh, Colin Murray, what's occurring again?
Yeah, she likes her pork.
She does.
That came up a lot. Didn't it? Pork everything.
She always puts it where her mouth is.
Here, is that 5 points in a row? Yeah.
Are we stopping now?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, right.
Why don't we do the third? Why don't we do the third?
There isn't one. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. I walked into the live lounge and Colin's like, I think I'm unbeaten at that game. I'm like, yeah, all right,
yeah,
don't worry,
Colin.
And then my phone went when I was out there. I got a text from Coxy that just goes, no, in capitals. I did a warning that it was a pork link. It doesn't count.
And she just sent exactly the same text at 8119.
She did.
She mentioned a lot less than last week, though, didn't she, food?
Indian food, takeaway. Curry house. Prawn patio. Prawn patio. Boona. Curry houses. Bajis. Curry. Tandoori. Curry house. Curry Bengal. Baltic King. The mushy peas.
64, a lot less than last week. Isn't she on a diet or something? Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. If you weren't listening earlier, we have a regular texter who we think is from Barry Island who sends text with the word doot and mun in and said about 500. And then the views start doing it as well.
Poor Dada. When we came back from Tenerife, his ears were as crisp as a bacon sarnie mun.
We need to get some more of these on, mun. Because there's so many to choose from,
mun. Is that the first time you've played that Dinkle in a deck chair one?
No.
I haven't heard that one before. When did you play that one?
We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don Lad caught his Dinkle in the deck chair, mun.
That's what the Views follow-up single's called. Do you know the next one? Dinkle in the deck chair.
Yeah, man.
Mum.
Right. Let's do Dear Scott. This is where the posh lady from Radio 4, she's on a lot today, reads out your emails that you send in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you want to ask us anything. And we'll answer it. First one.
Hi, Scott, Becky, Chappers and the Radio 4 lady. I'm one of the foreign listeners from Poland, downloading podcast for 2 years now, and I absolutely love it.
Excellent. Hello, Poland.
A few days ago, I was sitting in a bus heading home back from school. I was listening to one of your podcasts, like I always do, and there was one of those hilarious moments when I just can't help myself laughing out loud.
Oh, one of those, I know.
There were those three suspicious-looking guys in hoodies next to me, and they obviously took it the wrong way. And while I tried to explain myself, there was another funny thing said, and I couldn't hold it. With a mix of laugh and fear on my face, I jumped off the bus, which happily just stopped, some 10 bus stops before mine.
Well, that's bad when you laugh at something.
It's your fault.
Someone thinks you're laughing at them. Meow, kind of is, isn't it?
They really thought I was laughing at them. Normally, people just give me a weird look.
Yeah, me too. You know that look. That look. It's like, do you get that?
No, I don't get it. You obviously get it quite a lot.
Quite a lot, yeah.
Keep up the good show. You really make my day whenever I have the chance to listen to you. Cheers. Love you. Matthew.
Thanks, Matthew. Please be careful in Poland.
So be careful where you listen to the podcast.
Don't listen to this show on a podcast when there are hoodies around in Poland, is my tip. Next.
From Alison Fleming. Subject, Mrs. Fleming answers Scott's questions.
Ah, now this is one of my old teachers.
Right.
Now, do you remember last week she was on reminiscing about a camping trip that we went on when I was at school to the New Forest? She's back.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Mrs. Fleming.
I was very chuffed to hear my email read out today. You might not remember, but for a time at Shakespeare Junior School, children were put into lower, middle and upper band. Upper band didn't mean the top band academically, just a combination of years 5 and 6.
Right, because she said I was in upper band, and then people got confused thinking I might have been brainy.
Yeah.
That clears that one up, doesn't it?
Thank goodness she's done that.
However, you were a bright lad, and you were at the top academically, as it so happened.
No, I wasn't.
Has she got the right Scott Mills?
Seriously, Mrs. Fleming, you've lost it. I really wasn't.
I think she's writing any old rubbish just to try and get read out.
So do I.
As for the camping trip, I don't mean anything dodgy happened.
Right, good. I just think there were some health and safety issues with the trip to the New Forest, and she kind of said that things that happened on that trip might not happen today.
Right.
But we cooked over open fires. And do you remember Mr. Daniels cooking a load of fried bread for breakfast? And you all went off and built dens. It was brilliant fun.
Are you not allowed to cook fried bread anymore? Is that against health and safety?
I don't think that. You're probably not allowed to build dens, I would imagine.
Oh, you can build a den still, surely, can't
you? I don't
know. Mind you.
You're not even allowed to go to school in the snow anymore, so I very much doubt it.
Jamie Oliver would be on, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Fried bread for breakfast. Oh, he wouldn't like that. Killjoy.
Have to be ciabatta or something.
Now, Scott.
Oh, God. She's doing that teacher thing.
Now, Scott, just for old time's sake, as someone who taught you English, I am mortified that you sometimes use that awful phrase, off of. Never use it again. It's horrible.
Yes, Miss Fleming.
Great to hear that I made some impression all those years ago. X. Alison Fleming.
She kissed me!
What, then or when you were at school?
No, then. I can't get a kiss off a teacher. And also, stop saying Alison. You're Mrs. Fleming, please. And stop kissing me.
So she's a Mrs. and she was still kissing
you?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's not all right. That's not right at all. Thank you very much, Mrs. Fleming.
Was she a hot teacher?
Off of my old school. Yeah, I said that. She was the hottest teacher in the school. Now, the next one is from someone...
And you've just got a kiss off her.
The next one is from someone who went to my school, but thankfully this one isn't a teacher.
Dear Scott, I remember that trip to the New Forest, and I have a really dodgy picture of you in a really brown naff anorak. I sent the picture of you in your anorak on Lymington Pier to Chris Moyles about 3 years ago for a laugh. Not sure what he did with it, though.
Oh, what a shame. Seems to have got lost in the post.
Oh, send it to us.
No, don't.
I remember lots of dodgy things about that trip, especially that rope swing over the stream. Mrs. Fleming was so funny. So was Mr. Cox and Mr. Whittle on that trip. I remember sharing a tent with Pauline Brown. What a laugh we had.
I wasn't lucky enough to share my
tent.
Were
you not in Pauline Brown's tent?
I wasn't in Pauline Brown's
tent. Were you and Mrs. Fleming on the rope swing?
What?
Were you and Mrs. Fleming spending a lot of time on the rope swing?
No, teachers didn't go on the rope swing.
Did Mr. Cox?
Pardon?
Did Mr. Cox?
I can't remember.
There's a school reunion in July, as you chickened out of the last one back in 2000. You are not famous to us, just Scott, our old schoolmate. Julie Gelder, brackets, was Drew.
Ah, Julie Drew!
Not Drew Gelder. Was she originally...
Julie Drew, I remember
Julie
her.
Drew.
She was fun. I'm really sorry.
I thought she was originally called Drew and had changed her name to Julie.
No.
That's what I was thinking, yeah, right. Okay.
Can I just say as well, while I've got Julie Drew's attention, you didn't actually smell of poo, but we did used to say Julie Drew smells of poo. But she didn't, it just rhymed.
Yeah,
okay?
I can see, yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
So sorry, Julie.
Whose tent were you in then? Can you remember whose
tent you
were
in? I can't remember, though. Do you think I should go to the school reunion?
Yes. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay, next one.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady. You have saved my life. Yes, you. All of you. I love you.
Wow, we've saved someone's life.
It's a pretty big claim.
Have I told you I once saved Roisin from Moloko's life?
No, how did you do that?
She was at the top of the pot. She was about to fall over and I kind of caught her. She would have hit her head on some concrete and hurt herself a lot. But I caught her and saved her life.
Was this from a...
I tell this story all the time. The one that doesn't speak goes, I'll tell you a Roisin from Moloko story again.
Was this
when you saved her life.
I don't know. Was this from a distance she was falling?
Well, she was...
A great height?
Yeah, I just everything was kind of going in slow motion. I rushed towards her and caught her and saved her from hitting her head. Well, she won't probably remember that.
Aren't you a hero?
Yeah, thank you. But now we've saved someone's life.
And why, you ask?
Yes, I do want to know why and how.
Well, all my life I have suffered from insomnia. One night, panicking about the lack of sleep I would surely have, my eyes fell on my iPod, fully loaded with Scott Mills Daily.
Right, well, I can see where this is heading.
Yeah, so can I.
Now, every night I sleep soundly after having listened to you. So thank you. The only problem with this is my dreams are full of horses in bins, cling film, German-speaking Daleks, and small Welsh islands. From Naomi in Somerset. P.S. Can I say hello to my fellow Radio 1 lover, Luke?
You can't, actually, no.
That's told her.
No, I just don't want Dear Scott to become some kind of local radio dedication service.
You've already got Paratidal for that.
I mean, the Radio 4 lady doing some big shout-outs.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we were talking about this the other day, about that sweaty towel that's for sale on eBay at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Your sweat. A towel full of your sweat.
It was from a student gig that I did at Newcastle Uni, and it got chucked into the audience with my gross sweat on it.
Did you chuck it into the audience as like a sort of rock and roll ending to your set?
Yeah, that's what I do, chaffers. Or not. No, what happened was, once I'd left, they don't know why they did it, they chucked it into the crowd.
Right, okay.
Now, there's someone selling this on eBay. If you do want it, you've only got just over an hour left to bid now for this towel. That was chucked out, and you'd need to bid £10,100,000 or more if you want to get your hands on this towel.
£10 million.
That's really exceeded my expectations. I did not expect it to raise that much at all. I was thinking like 5-6 maybe. £10 million.
Well, I think it was a 99p, wasn't it, when we first mentioned it?
And it says they're 100% genuine on their rating. So I hope this person, whoever is selling this towel on eBay, will be giving some of that £10 million to charity,
us.
Not to us, to charity.
No, to charity.
Yeah.
And don't forget, even though it's up to £10 million, you still have to spend £7.50 on postage and packaging.
That's right. Podcast. Right, let's do some more Dear Scott. This is where you can ask us anything you want. You'll get read out by a posh Radio 4 lady and we'll answer your questions. Next one.
My dearest Scott, I recently discovered your show after the merger of XM and Sirius.
Right, now this is in America, chappers, okay, where they get Radio 1 on...
Could you sound like you're patronising me anymore?
You see, what happens...
Right.
You know on. America?
Yeah.
Right, there's a really big country.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they have radio there?
They've got radio right, there, okay. And Radio 1 is on this thing called satellite radio.
Okay.
And you can get it in your car and stuff. Yeah. And they time shift it. This is clever. They time shift it so the shows go out kind of around the same time. Clever, right, that, isn't it?
And it's merged with somebody.
Yeah.
I'm so hoping the lady with the posh voice reads this. This is the first fan letter I've ever written another radio show. You see, I'm in radio in Denver, Colorado, as the lead of the Kelly and Mudflap show.
The what?
The Kelly and Mudflap show.
Right, I did think you said
okay.
that. So this is either Kelly or Mudflap, one of the two.
Please from. Please be Mudflap.
From the Kelly and Mudflap show. I hope it's Mudflap as well.
I usually listen in the car driving kids around, and I have to shush them so I don't miss the witty banter amongst you. Mm. I'm such a good mother. Smiley.
Oh, I don't think it is Mudflap. It's a lady.
Well, why can't Mudflap
be a lady? With kids should not be known as Mudflap.
Okay.
There is a big debate in the car about one phrase you say. The phrase is... What's the curd?
No, I've never said what's the curd. Have you said what's the curd?
Never.
Karen?
No.
Cuddle?
No.
Clan?
No.
Clue?
No.
Candy?
No. It's, oh, what's the curd? As in, well, it's Welsh for, how
what's
would you say?
On?
Hey, man, what's happening? What's going down? Word up. How's it hanging? I'm just trying to speak, you know, the language so they get they
what,
get
it. Of dads?
Of Americans.
Okay.
So it's what's occurring. It means what's happening, basically.
The question is two parts. What's the word and what does it mean?
I've just told you
that.
One more idea to throw out. Let's do an international show swap. You come here, we go there.
What do you think, Chopper?
I'm quite happy to go there for a while.
We go to Denver.
Yeah.
And Kelly and Mudflap come and do a show on Radio
1. Huh?
Before you blow us off, check out some of our podcasts.
I'm sorry?
Before you blow us off, check out some of our podcasts.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But anyway, I have checked out their podcast, and I do have some bits here of the Kelly and Mudflap show. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, please.
Ruby Ann Buxcar, our special guest. She's got a new cookbook coming out, and we just check in on her every few weeks to see how it's coming along. Thanks for posting all your recipes to my Facebook, Ruby Ann.
Well, hey, you're welcome. How are you?
Good. You put a tater salad, a Commerce City tater salad recipe up there today.
Nothing better than that.
It's great for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'd fit in.
We could do recipes, can't
very
we?
Very similar show, isn't it?
Yeah, 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 very much.
I have been up since 5 o'clock in the morning because one of my friends, because, you know, I'm in Hollywood right now doing some projects, but one of my friends back in Arkansas, Fei-Fei LaRue, called me at 5 a.m. because she knew I was going to be doing the radio. And she has got the gift when it comes to reading the stars.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when she's been drinking Boone's Farm wine all night long.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, she gave me the horoscopes for the weekend, if y'all want to hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, horoscopes.
Okay, here we go, real fast. Aries, this weekend is going to have you in mood swings bigger than a pair of Kirstie Alley's panties.
I quite want to go over there just to speak to Fei-Fei LaRue.
I want some brown stone wine, whoever it is.
Fei-Fei LaRue. Right.
Okay.
BTW, we're a country station, y'all.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we can do that.
Do you think they'll want to play? Yeehaw, y'all. Do you think they'll want to play their own music on Radio 1?
Well, they wouldn't be allowed, would they?
I don't know.
So that's it. That's
you can't. If you're listening, well, you are probably on the podcast, Kelly and Mudflap. Don't be coming over here thinking you can just turn Radio 1 into a country station willy nilly.
Cheers, Kelly Ford, morning show goddess, 2008 Marconi Award Large Market Personality of the Year, 2008 CMA nominee for Major Market Personality of the Year.
Wow.
That's very impressive.
She's award-winning morning show goddess.
She's a large market presenter.
They sound like good awards.
That. But that wasn't
more than I've got.
Wasn't mud? No, that's true.
I've got a Marconi Award.
Wasn't Mudflap though, was it?
Wasn't, no.
So now you've listened to bits of their podcast, are you going to blow them off?
Let's have a bit more and I'll decide.
Gemini, which is Ed, keep an eye out on your finances or your weekend could turn out to look about as good as Mickey Rourke's plastic surgery.
Yeah, it sounds brilliant. I'm not going to blow him off.
Okay.
Right, next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one that doesn't speak, the girl off of the news, and the posh Radio 4 woman.
Everybody.
I love the show and always listen to every single podcast. But I have an inquiry.
Right, well, that's what this is all about, really.
I go to Swansea University, and over the Christmas holidays, my mum suggested to me that I should take a slow cooker back to university with me.
Who?
She told me that all the students are using them nowadays. But is this true? Are slow cookers back on? I just thought they were off of the 40s.
Yeah, we have talked about this before.
They are back.
Are they back?
Yeah.
My granddad's got one. I think a lot of our listeners do have them. We've discussed this before.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of like, if you don't know what it is, it's like the opposite of a microwave. Instead of cooking it in 4 minutes, it takes 4 days.
Yeah.
But some people find that really useful.
It's like, they came back in about 6 months after Tea's Maids came back in, yeah.
So he should get one.
He should go back to uni with a Tea's Maid and a slow cooker.
Anyway, please tell me if I should get one. I don't want to go back to uni with a slow cooker and everyone laugh at me. Cheers. James.
No, James, seriously, get one. Nobody will laugh at you at all. While you're at it, get yourself an electric blanket, get yourself one of them rugs you put over your knees, like a travel rug, a Tea's Maid, a foot spa, and also one of them massive slippers that you can put both feet in to warm up your feet.
Nobody will laugh at you,
James.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.